Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Our guest today, Tennis, recently put out their debut, Cape Dory. The band is the husband and wife team of Patrick Riley and Elena Moore, who met in college, went on a seven-month sailing adventure together, and then later married and decided to record the songs inspired by the sailing trip. We'll hear the songs live. I started out the session by commenting to Elena that in some ways the band's story has almost overtaken the response to their music.
I was actually talking with a friend a while ago about like a natural interest that people have in like origin stories. And I really feel like inadvertently that's what's kind of like altered the course of our band or even maybe made us a band, is that we have this really unique origin story that people are curious about.
Well, before we set out to see, can we even take the origin story beyond that?
Yeah.
You met in college, and how did you meet then?
Well, it's actually a really great story. Patrick and I were music majors at different colleges, hated it, and simultaneously changed our majors and changed schools to the same school to the same major, which was philosophy. And we ended up meeting there in a class. I feel like that's so fortuitous.
So you were both new students, a new program, new...
Yeah, and newly transferred to the same program, to the new school from... Yeah, the same program
were, like,
before.
Going through this parallel life type of thing before we ran into each other.
Yeah, we had never met, but we were going through very similar things, which brought us together. And we met immediately in our new programs and became instant friends. And go ahead.
And this was in Colorado.
Yeah, this was in Colorado at the University of Colorado.
And why did you each stop doing music? Studying music. That's interesting.
I think I was more focused on like the business side of things. I was definitely still taking music performance classes, but I was really, really fed up with the way the industry was panning out at the time. And I think I was just a little in awe over what was going on. And I just couldn't see myself fitting in it, which is funny that I now find myself perfectly centered in it. So for me, that's what that caused me to drop out of the program.
I just had trouble seeing it academically, mm-hmm. and that was hard for me. So I ended up just changing to something that felt completely academic, which was philosophy.
Completely academic, and there's a lot of jobs for philosophers out there,
right.
too. I'm sure
exactly.
That's why you wanted to do that.
Yeah, I know. We knew we'd be gainfully employed for the rest of our lives, thinking deeply all day.
Well, yeah, and another fascinating thing is this is in Colorado, and the whole focus of the rest of the origin myth of Tennis is sailing. Can we just picture you at night just dreaming of open water? Is that where this came from? Or
that was definitely what was, you know, the vision dancing through Patrick's head. And he shared that with me right away when we met. But that wasn't something I had ever considered. I was really, like, outside of my paradigm, life at sea, you know, growing up in landlocked Colorado.
For some reason, my dad took me when I was much younger, when I was around, like, 12. But I could not escape the visions of just, like, those few days out on the water. And it just made its way into this huge idea, this, like, grandiose idea of saving and just a lot of sacrifice to purchase a sailboat after college. And yeah, we stuck to that.
And then you sailed for 7 months. I want to talk about that in a bit. Do you still own said boat?
We do. We're actually going to see it in the next couple of days. It's in North Carolina. We don't get to see it that often, obviously. But when we do, it's always a special moment.
Reuniting with the craft.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the first songs that came out that people got to hear, and this was way before you got involved with Fast Possum, was the single Marathon,
mm-hmm.
which is a great song to begin with. And how did you go? I want to talk about your journey, and I want to talk about sailing, but how did you go from that experience to translating that in some way into music? Because that is somewhat what this is about. I mean, a lot of it is about the sound of the record, I'm curious as to how
it
became musical. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think the biggest thing was we needed a good way to kind of process our experiences. It felt like so much in such a short period of time,
yeah,
just
like
the 7 months.
Our learning curve was really, really sharp.
It was very intense. And we
Your musical one or your sailing one?
Our sailing one. Yeah, yeah. And coming back to land after sailing, it was hard to process. It was hard to talk about it with friends because they couldn't quite understand, obviously. It just didn't seem real to them. So I had been like journaling a lot and kind of cataloging our experiences. And we started to write music for fun. And right away, everything we wrote reminded us of the boat very, very specifically. And so we would start writing songs, like little pieces of music as an homage to a memory. And then suddenly we ended up with this whole collection of memories turned songs. And we found ourselves with the demos that we released last year, Marathon being one of them.
Yeah, it was like the first time we had like something passionate to write about musically. So I think it just worked well.
And Marathon was one of the first ones you wrote?
Yeah, it was.
Well, this is Marathon from Cape Dory from Tennis.
Coconut Grove is a very small cove. Separated from the sea by a shifting shore, we didn't realize that we had arrived at high tide, high tide. Barely made it out alive,
Marathon from Tennis, our guest today on the cafe, Patrick Riley and Alina Moore, who met, sailed, married in that order. I think you know full well why everybody wants to talk about sailing, because I think a lot of people go, wow, I would love to do that, and what it represents in so many ways. The detachment from everyday life, the freedom, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. And I think we're all there with you in some way or another.
Absolutely.
When did you begin, and was there a route, or was there a route in mind when you set out?
Yeah, we began in January of 2009. It was actually the week we graduated from college. We were already prepared. We had two suitcases only, and we had one-way tickets to Florida.
We had at that point sold pretty much everything. We had been living in a small apartment with the smallest like wardrobe and like no furniture and
yeah, we slowly weeded everything out in order to prepare for living on a boat instead. And we purchased our boat in Florida. We learned to sail there, and we, you know, we learned in the Florida Keys and the Bahamas, and slowly worked our way up the coast of the Chesapeake Bay by late summer. And yeah, I mean, it was really amazing because before we started sailing, I had the stereotype of, you know, like yachting, the sport, like, you know, a white polo shirt and like racing. But the way we did it and the culture we found ourselves in was like the old seafaring culture. Like when people sailed out of necessity, it was more of a way of life. It was the primary mode of transportation not so long ago, which was why it was so rewarding of an experience to kind of learn an entirely almost lost way of life.
As you sailed up and down the seaboard,
exactly.
Were there pockets of places that are more like what you're describing than
mm-hmm.
others?
Yeah, there are definitely. And I feel like attracts like. Like we would enter a port and there would certainly be the like racing, yachting, you know, out for the weekend type of people. And then there were the people who like use celestial navigation and live on their boats. And I feel like you could just tell by the boat they were in, and we would meet right away, and we have like lifelong friends now.
Now, did you find out, you say you sold everything, did you bring too much?
Yeah, we did. Even two suitcases was too much.
Yeah, our boat was really small.
How long was it?
It was 30 feet, but it was an older boat, so it's the design is very much traditional. So,
yeah, it's just very small and minimal.
All the creature comforts and like the beam and the height of the cabin were much smaller.
All right, here's a question, a philosophical question. Which is better, leaving a port or returning to one?
There's definitely that moment when you leave port where you're filled with excitement, but there's always that daunting task of, you know, what's the weather going to be like? How long is this journey going to be? But for me, it's entering a port where that real feeling of relief comes from.
Yeah, definitely returning to a port when you feel like you feel success, you feel like you've made it.
Yeah, I think our first we made an overnight sail from where was it, Key Largo to Bimini, Bahamas. That was our first like more substantial sail, and that first time we spotted land, there's really nothing else like that.
You knew you could navigate at that point.
Yeah absolutely.
Well, there's a song on here that has a zillion nautical terms in it, which is called Pigeon.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever done any sailing, there's reaching and all the things you do and the lines.
Yeah,
and
the points of sail.
One has to know the names of everything on the boat in order to communicate. Was it fun to turn the nautical terms into sort of a, use them kind of metaphorically?
Yeah, we had a sailor friend who plays really great folk music, and he had this awesome song that had used all these sailing terms as metaphors for a dance routine. And I thought it was so awesome that I definitely kind of borrowed from him when I wrote Pigeon, at least the lyrics.
So this is Pigeon Tennis Live.
Cause I
Tennis Live on the World Cafe, another one you will find on Cape Dory, the album that is out on Fat Possum, but not that version, here on the World Cafe. And we're talking with Elena and Patrick about their experience on the water and their experience recording this. And obviously, you know, one is disconnected on the water. But did you bring recorded music with you?
We did. We couldn't really listen to much when we were on our boat because, as I mentioned earlier, our boat was much older, so our battery bank was rather small. We barely had enough electricity for a few like halogen lamps.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, for the most part, we used music as it was like a comfort item that we would occasionally listen to.
It was like a special treat. Like if we had a hard day, we would use our limited supply of electricity to listen to like our favorite song.
Yeah, and it would be that one song that we were like really nostalgic about, or that one song that was just like, oh, it really reminds me of my childhood or something like that, which is, I think really influenced us in the long run.
Really? In what way?
Well, we would often, when I would pick like the few songs we would listen to, we'd often end up listening to the Shirelles. And it just made me so happy and I loved to sing along with it. And the sound felt so well-suited to our location and environment, and we grew this, like, attachment to that style of music.
Yeah, it was like Shirelles or, like, Wanda Jackson or Sinatra or something, just to, like, just, I don't know, give us a sense of comfort.
When you kind of went through this, you know, catharsis of explaining your journey to people through these songs, was there thought that, oh, well, this is our band, you know, what's next? Let's get in the music business.
Yeah, no, our making music, it had like no entity. It was not like an entity. It had no purpose. We didn't see it as like a substantial thing. It was really just like a personal expression. As our friends started to respond to it, and as it, you know, our demos started circulating in the around the internet, people started wanting us to play shows, and it was actually really hard at first because we had no intention of being a band or ever performing. And initially, I had actually written vocal parts that were too challenging. I couldn't even sing them live because I wasn't really a singer. We just made it for fun. And it's funny, I've had to, like, I challenged myself with my own writing style, and I had to learn to sing my own songs.
Does in any way the fact that this has become, you know, a band, a project, get you, derail you from your life plans? Or does this feel like...
It's definitely postponed some things. We were actually planning on going on another sailing trip, a little bit more substantial one, once we had the money, which, granted, we've been working hard to do that. So I think that's been postponed a little bit. But other than that, it's really just being away from home that is the only thing we're foregoing.
Yeah, I think at first everything with music came so suddenly and so surprisingly that it almost felt like we were definitely deviating from the life plans we had set in place at the time. But this has just ended up being like one of those amazing surprises in life that we never could have anticipated, that we feel, you know, great pleasure to be able to enjoy at the moment and see where we end up.
Well, we have time for one more. And what would you guys like to do?
Do you want to play South Carolina?
Yeah.
Anything we should know about this?
Actually, we spent a week stormed in on a small river in South Carolina, and that's what inspired this song.
Yeah, we were planning on just skipping South Carolina because we heard the canals and waterways were so difficult, but we were kind of forced to enjoy them.
Ended up being one of the most beautiful parts of our trip.
Because your boat was old, did it draw more depth in the water?
It did, yeah. And most boats of our similar size would draw about maybe 3 feet, and ours was about 4.5 with all our stuff loaded on it.
And so that obviously meant you couldn't go someplaces.
Exactly.
This is South Carolina.
Can't move that fast.
Tennis live on the World Cafe, and that is a live version of South Carolina, one you will find on Cape Dory. And thank you guys so much for doing the songs and for being here. It's great talking to you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.